welcome to Loika Mania episode 9. If there's a subtitle I could put in for this episode, it would be, well, the show that refused to be recorded. Because this is my third attempt at recording this particular episode of the podcast, and it just never worked out for the last couple days. You know, if you want to hear the whole ordeal, well, you're going to hear it anyway. A couple days ago, I recorded an interview with my friends Dewey Bass and Annie Labner, both do webcomics in their own way. Dewey does a webcomic called Comics from Space, and Annie does journal comics, which is basically, you know, like, it's like blogging, but, you know, in comic form. And we had a very fun discussion, and we talked about stuff that we're enjoying. We talked about, you know, webcomics in general and the process behind creating webcomics. And it was a very, very solid discussion. Unfortunately, my recording equipment only recorded their voices and not mine, which is a rather strange problem to have. So with that failing, we had to do a second attempt. The second attempt was yesterday. Unfortunately, Annie was unavailable, so we did the second attempt with Dewey, and Dewey and I got into an even more fun discussion because we went into music and we talked about other things that we were into. But the file got corrupted. So now here we are at the third attempt to record the show. I doubt there's going to be any problems because I'm using my other recording software, which doesn't, you know, which works really fine if I'm recording by myself. So here it is. So I apologize for anyone expecting Dewey and Annie. We will have them again in a couple weeks. We are working on a rescheduled talk. Next week we will have another guest, though, and I'm going to be using a different software to record with, and we'll hopefully pull it off fine. I will tell you guys who I'm going to have next week in a little bit. Let's get to some business, though. There's a couple of really great books that came out this week that I absolutely loved. First, New Avengers number 1 by Brian Michael Bendis and Stuart Immonen, with inks by Wade Von Grawbadger and colors by Laura Martin, and it's lettered by Chris Eliopoulos. And it is a wonderful book. You ever recall the time where you picked up a comic book and it just felt right? You know, it just reads fine and it's gorgeous. It's beautiful to look at. The dialogue was crackling. And, you know, everything was going right. And this is one of those times. I mean, I loved all the Avengers titles that have shipped so far. I mean, I loved Avengers number 1, I loved Avengers Prime, loved Avengers Academy, and Secret Avengers. But for some reason, this may be the strongest one of the bunch. And maybe it's because it focuses on a bunch of characters that we all know Brian Michael Bendis writes really, really well. I mean, it's got Luke Cage, it's got Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, and Miss Marvel, and Spidey, and Wolverine. So this is probably, you know, this is the book he was born to draw. I mean, to write, I mean. And of course, speaking of draw, Stuart Immonen, he is one of those guys that I think is underappreciated by the comics industry and by comics fandom because he is very, very versatile. He does his job, he doesn't get in the way, and that's the thing, you know, he really carries the story, he really elevates the story that he's working on just by his presence, because he is such a great artist. He could switch between styles, you know, at the drop of a hat. He can go super realistic, he could go very, very, very impressionistic all at once. And that's what I love about his stuff. I really hope people warm up to the new Avengers lineup that he's working with. I know the team isn't fully assembled yet, and we got to see a good number of characters who will be appearing there. He draws a hell of a great thing. Yeah, of course, can't go wrong with his Spidey, and, you know, he's had quite a bit of experience with drawing Spidey to begin with, anyway. The current storyline that they're working with right now involving the magical characters of the Marvel Universe is very interesting to me, because, you know, they've been shaking up the magical end of the Marvel U for some time, so it's nice to see them following up on something that he had originally started in his first New Avengers run, and something that he's been toying with since he started Avengers Disassembled when the Scarlet Witch went nuts. So, again, it's nice for him, it's nice for Brian Bendis to pick up on some old plot threads that he had somehow introduced, and he's somehow continuing to work with. I'm looking forward to seeing where the story goes next, and, you know, one way or another, you know, if you're not feeling the story, you're gonna love the art at least. So you can't lose with New Avengers. So pick that up. Another book I want to talk about real quickly is New Mutants. Actually, it's the newest chapter of Second Coming. It's a New Mutants issue. And I apologize, I have lost track of what issue number it is for New Mutants. But suffice it to say, a lot of stuff happens here. Some characters finally decide to nut up, as some people would say. And it looks really cool. I mean, it has one of my favorite cliffhanger endings in this storyline so far, because it involves one of my favorite characters of all time finally deciding to go up and fight back, because we haven't heard from this character in a while because of a selfless act he had committed a few months ago. And there's also more stuff that takes place in the future timeline with Cable and his new X-Force group. I do find it funny that, you know, when they were ready to send Cable in with X-Force to the future to do a deed, they conveniently had an extra set of gray and black uniforms just for Cable, like they were waiting for him to come back all along. I don't know, it's such a stupid observation, but I just find that funny. Because he has, you know... Well, yeah. I notice stupid things, and that's not too uncommon. Well, yeah, pick up New Mutants. Please pick up the Second Coming, because it's been such a fun story, such an enjoyable X-Men story, and it seems to be building up a lot of characters. It's making a lot of characters step up, and it's also bringing out some of the best moments out of some of their more neglected characters. So, X-Men Second Coming. It's been a worthy sequel to Messiah Complex and Messiah War, and for all intents and purposes, it looks like it's going to be better than two, for all I know, because I have yet to feel bored by anything going on in the story, so that's another plus going for them. That's it for me as far as comics go. There is one... I do want to comment a bit on a couple of collected editions I picked up. The Seven Soldiers of Victory hardcover came out last week. It's got, you know, work by... Of course, it's written by Grant Morrison. It's got work by J.H. Williams, Simone Bianchi, Ryan Sook, and a few others. I highly recommend that you pick this book up. They're collecting the entire Seven Soldiers saga in, I think it's 3 hardcovers, I'm not sure. But they're collecting it all in proper reading order, so that you know how to properly read the storyline. It was, I think, one of the most interesting events that DC tried to do, and you know, it features many characters that never actually meet each other, even though they all kind of team up to save the world. It's a very interesting, very fun book. I'm really hoping it gets a lot of attention, because this may be one of my favorite Grant Morrison DCU projects. So check it out. It also ties into the fourth world. It ties into what will later become Final Crisis. So it's worth checking out for that. As far as other things go, I haven't really been watching much TV lately. The only TV I've been watching is some MMA and some wrestling stuff, but I don't know if people really give a crap about hearing that. I did pick up a couple other things. I picked up a couple of Blu-rays lately. I picked up the Book of Eli Blu-ray, which I highly recommend. If you were listening to the older incarnation of this podcast, we talked a bit about Book of Eli, and it's probably one of the most visually stunning movies of the year. The Hughes brothers really outdid themselves. Great cast too. I mean, you got Denzel Washington, who was just a good actor, and Gary Oldman, also a brilliant actor. And it's a post-apocalyptic future where civilization's falling apart, and everyone's after the book that Eli seems to be carrying around with him. course, I'm not going to spoil anything for you. I recommend that you see it, and spoiling it here will probably not make you want to see it. But there's a lot of... It's very interesting how they've set up that society after everything falls apart. You know, the things that you think will be worth something are completely different things. Instead of, you know, money being traded around, you know, people barter objects, you know, like a pack of batteries could probably get you places, whereas a $5 bill won't anymore. So it's a fun movie, visually stunning. I also know that a couple of great comic artists have worked on that film, like Chris Weston and Tommy Lee Edwards. There is a Blu-ray combo pack available. I picked it up for $25. It has the Blu-ray, has a DVD copy, and also has a digital copy for that you can put in iTunes. So I suggest that you try and find that so you can get a big bang for your buck, because it's also got other special features as well. So do yourself a favor and pick that up. And I think that covers it for me as far as my recommendations go. Did want to tell you guys, though, that we're ramping up on the road to Comic-Con. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to be getting different guests. Starting next week, I will have Mr. Albert Ching on. I mean, if you remember, I had been ranting a few weeks ago about the state of internet journalism and, you know, comics journalism in general. And Albert Ching is one of them. He is one of the main writers for Newsarama, and I think he is now part of the staff, actually. And I've known Albert for quite a while, and I thought it'd be fun to talk to him and pick his brain about, you know, about journalism and comics and all that stuff. And we'll also, you know, talk shop about comic conventions, because he's done a lot of them too. He's been traveling. You know, I've seen him in places like Wizard World Philly and other places. And we'll just talk about random things, and it'll be fun. And if you have questions regarding this, you can send them all to theloika@gmail.com. That's theloika @gmail.com. Of course, you can send other general questions and comments or requests. You know, if you want me to talk about something, and you can request for it there, because I will probably give it a look. Also, we have our booth location and everything figured out for Comic-Con. We're going to be in booth 1804. It's going to be two booth spaces big. There's going to be a good number of creators from the Dial R Studios group, and there's also some non-Dial R people involved who are good friends of the crew. Among other things, Jim Clark will be there promoting his Eisner-nominated webcomic, The Guns of Shadow Valley. Our old friend John Koljak's going to be there. He's going to be debuting his new graphic novel there. And, of course, I will be there promoting The Villain and Blacklisted, which are both going to be available for the show. And we'll also have special guests like Jeremy Dale, who has illustrated for you in G.I. Joe and various Image books. So, and we will also have Adam Withers and Comfort Love, the wonderful couple behind the Uniques, will be there as well. And I believe everyone's going to be sketching in some form or another. And I believe we might even have a special guest appearance from the other half of the Eisner-nominated webcomic Guns of Shadow Valley. Dave Wachter is going to be there as well. There's quite a bunch of people to check out at the booth, and I hope you guys stop by. I will actually be participating in my first Comic-Con panel. It's going to be about Kickstarter, and I will give you guys the details as soon as I have the finalized schedule. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be me with my collaborator, Steve Earnhardt, and as well as Steve Bryant of A Thing Evolved Terra fame, and Cody Chamberlain of Punks and Sweets fame. So it's going to be fun. We're going to be talking about, you know, getting us some advice as far as kickstarting your project. And I think it'll be a good time. I hope people stop by for it. At any rate, I've been plugging for too long now. And again, I apologize. I don't have the people I was supposed to talk to here tonight, but I figured I felt that it was my responsibility to get a show out there, regardless of whether or not I have my guests. We will re-record. We will have Dewey and Annie on in a couple weeks. Next week we will have Albert, and once again we are taking questions for that. And you can find me at facebook.com/patloika, twitter.com/patloika, and of course at patloika.com, where I am currently running the 52 days of Comic-Con photos special. We are currently on day 20. Lots of fun pictures. It was actually a lot of fun going down and checking out all these old photos from cons of the past few years, and it's amazing how much things change and when time passes. And that con has always been fun for me. It's something I always enjoy going to, and I'm really looking forward to this year, regardless of what happens. So, everyone take care. Once again, if you want to correspond with me, just write me to theloika@gmail.com. And stop by our good friend Derek Coward's website, the comicbooknoisefamily.com, and check out the other podcasts that are part of this this wonderful group of podcasts that he's shepherding. So, everyone take care, and I will see you soon.
We can try to understand the New York Times effect on